Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 15th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority announced an official investigation into the mobile device ecosystem, looking into the dominance of iOS and Android and the control both have over app marketplaces. Results of the investigation are expected to be published within a year. The CMA previously announced an investigation into if Apple unfairly favored itself in the iOS App Store. Twitter product designer Dominic Camozzi shared an early concept of an unmentioned feature that would let users unlink a user handle from a tweet and prevent it from being used in future replies, with some iterations letting users set a time limit on mentions for specific tweets. Twitter is looking for feedback on the idea, although Camozzi didn't say if or when the feature would be available. Thailand's Securities and Exchange Commission ordered cryptocurrency exchanges to delist meme coins like Dogecoin, as well as NFTs, utility tokens, and social tokens that have no clear objective or substance within 30 days. The agency also banned exchange coins, which are proprietary coins issued by crypto exchanges that can be traded and used to pay fees. Beats announced the wireless Beats Studio Buds for $150, offering active noise cancellation, IPX4 water and sweat resistance, and 5 hours of battery life. The earbuds will integrate with Control Center and offer hands-free Siri support on iOS, but also support Fast Pair and Google's Find My Device features on Android. Pre-orders are open now, shipping June 24th. Zillow updated how it determined the value of home prices, now using a single neural network to determine all home prices in the U.S. rather than nearly 1,000 variations of algorithms derived from local markets. The company says this will reduce price estimate errors by 11.5% in 30 regions in the U.S., is now able to update price estimates daily, and will see the company expand the pool of properties eligible to receive automatic cash offers from Zillow to buy a home by 30%. The U.S. Supreme Court threw out a 2019 Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that barred LinkedIn from denying HiQ Labs from harvesting personal data from public profiles, which had ruled that the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, or CFAA, does not apply when no authorization is needed to access public user data. The ruling was sent back to the Ninth Circuit by the Supreme Court to reconsider in light of its June 4th ruling on the CFAA, which said someone could not be found guilty under the law for misusing information on a system they have permission to access. FedEx partnered with Nuro to test its self-driving delivery vehicles for last-mile deliveries. The partnership began in April with a pilot in Houston, but Nuro said the partnership was made for testing driverless vehicles on a large scale. The beta version of Apple Music on Android now includes support for lossless and spatial audio. The app also added an automatic crossfade option. Previously, users could manually set a crossfade up to 12 seconds from the end of a track. Razer announced a new version of its Blade 14 gaming laptop, now including the 8-core overclockable AMD Ryzen 9 5900HX CPU. It comes with either a 1080p 144Hz or 1440p 165Hz display, GeForce RTX 3060, 3070, or 3080 GPU options, and a claimed 12-hour battery life, shipping June 14th, starting at $1,799. Razer also provided an update on its LED-laden Project Hazel N95 mask. The mask will be released in limited quantities in drops, with the first drop scheduled for October, and has been upgraded with an anti-fog coating on its transparent components, although actual pricing for the mask has not been announced. Asus released the Chromebook Flip CM5, an AMD-based 15.6-inch laptop described as a cloud-based gaming laptop starting at $499. It includes a keyboard with the WASD keys outlined in orange, Harman Kardon speakers, and Wi-Fi 6, although the 1080p display is only 60 Hz. Google sent out emails to some YouTube TV subscribers offering a free TiVo Stream 4K or Chromecast with Google TV. It's not clear how widespread the offer is or if this is related to the streaming service's ongoing dispute with Roku. Sir Tim Berners-Lee plans to auction off World Wide Web's original source code as an NFT, although the actual code was released into the public domain back in 1993. Bidding starts at $1,000 on June 23rd, and proceeds will be donated to charity. And finally, the site NextHack posted an IKEA trod-free smart LED bulb running the game Doom. The game had to be modified to run on the light bulb's 108 kilobytes of RAM, with the actual display and game buttons added to the bulb's MGM210L RF board. The post was subsequently removed, with NextHack posting it had a request to remove this post and all public material. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.